It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus delivered a very blunt message to rude theatergoers while being interviewed on the red carpet at the 2026 Tony Awards on Sunday. Y'all, she let it rip.
Well, I'd like people to listen and to get the off their phones.
Oh. There's been a growing number of actors criticizing disruptive audience behavior during performances. And I can't say I blame them. Ariana Grande's Hate That I Made You Love Me debuted at number one on the Hot 100. Unfortunately, she and Wicked co-star Ethan Slater have called it quits. They've reportedly been quietly broken up for several months, but are still friends. Prime Video released the trailer for Ride or Die, starring Octavia Spencer and Hannah Waddingham. You know, the one from Ted Lasso. Oh, it looks so good.
Deb, I'm an assassin. I kill terrible people for money. What if I did it for free? I'd be a serial killer. Let's get
physical. Who are these people?
Your husband stole millions from the mob. Now they're after you.
Please just trust me.
Trust you.
Yeah, it looks so good. It premieres, it's a series, and premieres July 15th on Prime Video. Ridley Scott is making a new version of Treasure Island, and Hugh Jackman is playing Long John Silver. Country artist Brad Paisley is condemning the plans to build a 69,000-square-foot AI data center near the Nashville Zoo.
They don't have the power to build this. They don't have the water. It's not too late to stop it either. The zoo is one of the sources of joy in the city. It is one of the top zoos in the world. It's family memories. It is expanding itself. It's got all these plans to become even better as a resource for our city.
Yeah, that's crazy. Near a zoo? After years of talk, the sequel to Romy and Michelle's high school reunion finally started shooting on Friday, and Rosie O'Donnell revealed at the Tony Awards on Sunday why she publicly disclosed her facelift in an online post.
I just wanted to tell everyone the truth. You know, I had to wrestle with myself as a feminist to do it, and it was a lot of money, but I'm very happy with the result. And if you tell your doctor, don't worry, I will never say I wish you did more. I want the most minimal treatment that you can give me. And that's what he did.
Sammy Hagar isn't ashamed to admit when he has low ticket sales. He recently had to move a bunch of dates in the UK to smaller venues because of it. And if you noticed Bowen Yang left Saturday Night Live in the middle of the season, it's because he wanted to leave at the end of last season, but Lorne Michaels convinced him to stay a little longer. Savannah Guthrie became emotional during her appearance on Today with Jenna and Chanel while discussing her return to work following her mother Nancy's disappearance.
You know, when I see you in the morning, I know that you see me no matter what is going on. And sometimes it's almost too much because I feel like to do the job, I gotta like keep it together, pull it together, you know?
Yeah, we were all surprised when you came back, but supportive nonetheless. Sean Penn said missing this year's 98th Academy Awards was better for his mental health. The three-time Oscar winner who earned Best Supporting Actor for One Battle After Another said the ceremony has always represented social discomfort to him, noting that he enjoyed watching the show for the first time, not being there. And I got a Kardashian alert. So Lewis Hamilton publicly acknowledged his relationship with Kim Kardashian after finishing second at the 2026 Monaco Grand Prix on Sunday.
It's amazing to have her come this weekend and have the support. But, you know, with my friends, incredible turnout just overall with people. And it's amazing to have good people around you and good people supporting you. And you know, she does that for me every day.
Oh, maybe she's taken a page out of the Taylor Swift playbook and is dating an athlete for a very good reason. They have their own careers that are successful. Just kidding. Oh, what I meant to say was that's the Daily Dust.
What can I say except you're welcome?